USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Annapolis, Maryland, a man who killed 5 people at a newspaper based in that city is going to spend the rest of his life in prison. In fact, Jared Ramos was given 5 life sentences without the possibility of parole earlier today. 1 life sentence for each of the 5 lives he took when he burst into the Capital Gazette newsroom in June of 2018 and opened fire. Relatives of the victims reacting to the sentencing news outside the courthouse.
3 hard years, and they put an end to our suffering. Thank you.
I put the Constitution book in his pocket because I'm hoping there is justice, and today that justice day.
Wall Street paved in red in Tuesday trading. The Dow closed down 570 points. Worst day for the Nasdaq since March, down 2.8%. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The family of murdered traveler Gabby Petito now imploring the public as well as the media to put the same energies into helping find other missing people as they did Petito. The 22-year-old woman who vanished while on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend, her remains found in Wyoming a few days after he returned home without her and without explanation. Petito's parents and step-parents speaking again to reporters, as did a family attorney who says one thing they know as the hunt continues for Brian Laundrie, they're not getting help from one group of people.
The Laundries did not help us find Gabby. They sure is not going to help us find Brian.
The White House says this will be a pivotal week for President Biden's agenda as a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill is before the U.S. House after earlier passage by the Senate, and Democrats are still struggling to find a way to pass a $3.5 trillion with a T dollar social spending bill. And this is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The latest on home prices, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg, overall, they're soaring lately.
The latest S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index shows a nearly 20% jump over July of last year. It's the 4th straight month the index has set a new high. Phoenix leading the list of 20 cities with a 32% jump in home prices. San Diego and Seattle rounding out the top 3. All 20 cities measured by the index posted home price increases in July. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hundreds of employees could be sent packing as the vaccine requirement deadline for United Airlines has passed. And in a memo to staff, leaders of the Chicago-based carrier said about 600 employees do face now layoffs for not complying with that mandate. The company did note, though, workers will still get another shot, so to speak, during the termination process if they decide they're willing to roll up their sleeves. Former professional football player Jesse Palmer is going to become the host of The Bachelor. He's going to host season 26 of the show. It's the one that will premiere next year. And as far as the upcoming Bachelorette season, Tashia Adams and Caitlin Bristow are going to be hosting that. And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.